Hello everybody, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible, and welcome along. I want to apologise first off that I'm getting this audio out to you late. It wasn't necessarily planned, but you know, these things happen. Sorry. So I'm going to do an update for week 14 and week 15, because with Christmas and weigh-ins not being on the standard Thursday, time has sort of crept up on me. So I'm going to do a bit of a joint update. So mega sorry for that, and I'm really, really apologetic, and it won't happen again. But yeah, so I'm going to do week 14 first. So I weighed in early, because on the 18th, let me look at the calendar again. On the 18th of December, it was Thursday. So I was going to weigh in the following Tuesday, and that would have been 5 days later. And I didn't know really what to expect, bearing in mind that it was 5 days later, as opposed to 7 days. But I weighed in anyway in a different location, and I had lost half a pound. So I know in my back of my mind, yeah, it was still a loss and I was still losing weight. But part of me was a bit downhearted, because on the group Facebook it was, oh, I've lost 4 pounds, I've lost 3 pounds, I've lost 2 pounds, I've lost whatever. I was thinking, well, I've only lost a half, you know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. As long as the weight goes and it doesn't creep up or doesn't stay the same, that's a good week. So on that week, I'd lost a half pound, and that brought me to 13 stone 8, and that was the day before Christmas Eve, so that set me up for Christmas. So I weighed in last Tuesday, which would have been the 30th of December, and that would have been a full week since my last one. Now, what would happen was that would include Christmas Day and all the Christmas Eve and Stephen's Day, which is your Boxing Day if you're in the UK. And before Christmas hit, I thought, okay, I'm going to be good. I'm going to just stick to my sins. I'm going to have just 15 sins and just going to have 2 drinks and everything else. Okay, that went out the window when I went to my mum and dad's house. Prosecco came out. I had a beer to start with, and I thought, okay, that's fine, I'll have a beer. I'm all right, I've sinned it, everything else. Then, of course, the Prosecco came out and a glass of that. And then at dinner, I had like numerous glasses of white wine. And I thought, well, it's Christmas. So I was actually quite good food wise. The only food item I had that I didn't know whether it was any good probably was the cranberry sauce, because I just love cranberry sauce with turkey. Didn't have skin, didn't have ham, because I don't really like it. Don't know why I don't really like cooked ham. Don't know. I'm not hugely a mega sliced ham person either. I like bacon, you know, in a fry up, but I don't really like slice of ham and stuff. So yeah, so I had whatever I had that night. I didn't have any mince pies, I didn't have any Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, nothing. Actually, they had cake, like a proper cake as well. Like, you know, I didn't have any of that. No, thank you. No, I won't have any, and all the rest of it. So I got up on the 26th, and sorry, my voice is going here. And I jumped straight back onto the plan. Straight into the plan. Back having my Weetabix. Back having my melon. Back having a couple of clementines. And I decided, Mum and Dad were having friends over, and Mum was doing salads up, but they were like potato salad and coleslaw and all that type of stuff. And I thought, well, I don't want to have any of that stuff, and I really didn't want to get drinking again. So I decided to come home on the 26th. And I was pretty good I was pretty good all the way through, really. But yeah, so I weighed in anyway, long story short. I weighed in on the 30th and I'd lost 2 pounds, which I was really, really happy with. Originally, I was kind of hoping for 2.5 because that would have brought me to my next award with Swimming World. But then I thought, as I'm not weighing in at the proper group, it'd be nice to get my award at my current group next Thursday. So, I'm down now 2 pounds and I'm now 13.6. So it's all going down. It's all going the right way. And in total, I've lost 4 stone, 4 pounds. So, you know, you can't complain. I haven't done a huge amount of exercise lately because the weather is really bad outside. I did a slight bit of fitness DVD, but I'm really thinking it's not so much for me. I didn't go hell for leather like I did the last time, and I really only did one segment of it and a few stretches to end with because, I don't know, it's tough for some of it, and I didn't really fancy being in the agony I was the last time, so yeah, maybe just stick to walking, that kind of thing. But we got new, Swimming World have brought out a new pack, a new book, they've brought out another new plan. Well, they have the existing Extra Easy, which I've been following all the way through, and they've made some slight changes to it. There's no super free. It used to be super free, free, super speed, but they've now decided to simplify it, and they've got rid of super speed and super free. So now it's just speed foods. They've brought in protein. So, like, you'll have your meat, your fish, your beans, all that kind of stuff will be your eggs, that kind of thing will be your protein. And the rest of it really is just free food, and they've just simplified it to just say speed. Not super speed, just speed. They also have another plan called Extra Easy SP. And that's the SP stands for speed and protein. And again, you're meant to just do this on, say, a week's time. And then after your week is up, you either stop it or you can just do some extra easy days and some extra easy SP days. Now, I tried the SP for like a day or, well, not quite a day, close to it. And it doesn't really suit my lifestyle in the fact that you can have 2 healthy bees. And I was struggling to have 2 because you can't really get alpine like bars here. The only ones you can get are like chocolate. So, and then I bought this bread, and the bread I bought was so small, I felt really hungry. And you're not supposed to, I limit my carbs on Extra Easy. Some people don't, but I limit the pasta and that kind of thing. So the only thing sometimes I'll have is rice, and sometimes I'll have the mug shots for my lunch, because they're just so handy. And obviously, if I was on Extra Easy SP, you wouldn't be able to do that. And I just felt for lunch I was struggling, and I wouldn't be bothered with that bread again, quite frankly. It was so small, and I just felt really, really hungry. And I knocked that one on the head. So I'm going to go back just to Extra Easy. Done me no harm up to now. Lost nearly 2.5 stone. So why change something that works? Pretty much it's the same as it was, just the slight variances on the naming conventions, really. And some of the SIN values have changed for some things. I haven't noticed any massive differences. I think some people said for Chinese takeaways they've changed. I obviously haven't been having takeaways, so that doesn't really apply to me, so yeah. Anyway, it's been a long update. Before I go, I want to wish you, if I can get my words out, I hope you've had a lovely Christmas, and I also hope you have a wonderful New Year. So Happy New Year to you all. We're now on the 1st of January 2015. I'm not, technically from my last weigh-in to my one next week, it's going to be, it'll be a 9-day gap, so I'm hoping I see a good weight loss for that amount of time. So I'm going to love you and leave you. It's actually my birthday tomorrow, and so I'm going to try and be relatively good. So I will talk to you all soon. I'm going to upload this, and then I'm going to go and eat my sins, or not all my sins, but some of them. Because I noticed I've been cutting back the sins slightly, so I think I'll just go back to what worked. So I will talk to you all very, very soon, and have a great new year. Bye for now.